Be at the center of your towel, toes and heels together. Interlock your 10 fingers underneath your chin. Get a tight grip to the webbing. Touch your thumbs to your neck. Contract your thighs and relax your shoulders. Concentrate on yourself. Begin. Inhale through your nose. Stretch your elbows up to the ceiling. Suck your stomach in and fill your lungs all the way. Exhale, lift your chin up. Look for the wall behind you. Exhale out of your mouth with a loud sound. Palms together, elbows touch. Inhale. Snoring sound in your throat. Create that vibration, helping to warm you up from the inside. Expand your lungs capacity. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Keep your spine straight. Squeeze your butt, even tuck it under a little bit. Shoulders down and touch your elbows. Inhale, great Pat. Elbows go up. Shoulders stretch to your ears. Suck your stomach in tight and fill your lungs. Exhale. Stay nice and lifted out of your lower spine. All your knuckles touch underneath your chin. Belly in tight, palms together. Empty your lungs. Inhale. Warm up from the inside. Every breath bigger, deeper, fuller. Good, Libby. Stomach, suck it in tighter. Fill your lungs more. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Keep your legs nice and strong and solid. Belly in nice and tight. Spine straight. Empty your lungs completely. Inhale. Fill it right back up. Take the full 6 seconds to get all the way there. Chin goes down. Elbows go up. Stomach, suck it in. Exhale. Keep your thighs contracted. Keep the weight in your heels. Notice no shifting forward. Shoulders go down. Good, June. Palms together. Empty your lungs. Inhale. Warm up from the inside. Every breath bigger, deeper, fuller. Stomach, suck it in tighter. Exhale. Keep all your knuckles touching underneath your chin. Lift your chin up and look all the way back. Good, Bonnie. Shoulders go down. Elbows come together to touch. Inhale. Last two in the first set. Biggest, deepest breath. Snoring sound in your throat. Create that vibration to fill your lungs all the way up. Exhale. Stay lifted out of your lower spine. Legs strong and solid. Belly in tight. Shoulders down. Touch your elbows away from your chest. Inhale. Last one. Biggest, deepest breath. Press your fingers into each other. Lift your elbows higher. Suck your stomach in even more. Exhale. Stay lifted as you look back. Empty your lungs completely, and when you're empty and your elbows touch, change. Arms down by your side. We do everything twice. Second set, keep your feet together. Interlock your 10 fingers underneath your chin. Nice tight grip to the webbing. Feel your thumbs touch your neck. Contract your thighs, relax your shoulders. Concentrate. Ready, June? Begin. Inhale through your nose. Stretch your elbows up. Feel your shoulders stretch to your head. Suck your stomach in tight. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Stay lifted out of your lower spine. Shoulders press them down. Palms together. Empty your lungs. Inhale. Drag the air in through your throat. Stomach, suck it in tight. Lift up nice and tall. Fill your lungs all the way. Exhale. So you lift your chin up. Look all the way back with your eyes. Keep the weight in your heels, belly in really strong, elbows touch away from your chest. Inhale, snoring sound in your throat, stomach suck it in. Lift up nice and tall, keep inhaling, fill your lungs even more. Exhale, stay lifted with the weight in your heels, legs strong and solid. Squeeze your butt and tuck it under a little bit. Shift back to the heels, Kim August, and touch your elbows away from your chest. Inhale, there you go, yes. Stomach suck it in tight. Stretch up nice and tall. Keep inhaling. Fill your lungs all the way. Exhale. Eyes look all the way back as your chin lifts up. Shoulders press them down. Palms together. Elbows touch away from your chest. Inhale. Drag the air in through your throat. The more you inhale, more suck your stomach in. Expand the capacity of your lungs. Fill it up. Exhale. And as you exhale, feel your belly going in even tighter. Look back further, shoulders down, touch your elbows, inhale. Snoring sound in your throat. Working hard to warm up from the inside. Lift up nice and tall, keep inhaling. Beautiful, Dinah. Exhale. Keep all your knuckles touching underneath your chin. Look all the way back with your eyes. Shoulders press them down, elbows touch away from your chest. Inhale, a few more here. Thighs tight, good solid foundation, feel it. Feet flat on the floor. Elbows stretch all the way up. Stomach in. Exhale. Lift your chin up and look back. Still feel solid from the waist down. Weight in your heels. Elbows touch away from your chest. Inhale. Last two in the second set. Stomach, suck it in. Lift up nice and tall. Keep inhaling. Fill your lungs all the way. Exhale. Feel all your knuckles touch underneath your chin. As you lift your chin up and look back, empty your lungs completely. Touch your elbows. Inhale. Last one. The biggest, the deepest breath you've done. Suck your stomach in. Beautiful, everybody. Lift up nice and tall and fill your lungs. Exhale. Keep the weight in your heels. Thighs contract. Look back. Empty your lungs completely. And then when your elbows touch, change. Arms down by your side. Half moon pose with hands to feet pose. Keep your feet together. Inhale your arms over your head. Interlock your fingers. Release your index fingers and cross your thumbs. Stretch up. Bend your body back and forth, right and left. Feel some stretching down both sides of your body. Stretch up a lot as you pass through the center. Look forward the whole time. And go ahead. Stop in the middle. Elbows locked. Arms touch yours. Make your palms touch to the wrists so there's no gap. Contract your thighs. Shift weight back to the heels. Look forward. Take an inhale. Stretch up. And slowly bend your body to the right. Push your hips out to the left. Feel and create a tremendous stretch in the left side of your body, fingertips all the way to toes. Contract your thighs. Shift back a little bit more. Suck your stomach in tight. Beautiful, Libby. Lift up. Keep your palms together and stretch over. Now lean into your left hip. Gorgeous, Dinah. Get a deeper stretch in the left side of your body. Eyes focused. Stomach in. Thighs contract. Lift up. Palms together, stretch over, lock your knees, come down a little bit deeper, keep your stomach in, lower back supported, come down even deeper and push, inhale, come up, what you looking at, Bonnie? Stop in the middle, take an inhale, stretch up, slowly bend your body to the left. Keep looking forward, if you have a mirror, you look right at yourself, even look right at your own eyes. Thighs contract, weight in your heels, stomach suck it in. Squeeze your butt, tuck it under. Relax your face. Stomach, suck it in. Put your energy there. Lift up and stretch over. Keep your palms together. Eyes focused. Move smoothly. Knees locked. Stomach in. Stretch more. Lean into your right hip. Once you have that structure, that framework, keep that. Hi, Pat's wife. Stomach in. Thighs tight. Eyes forward. Come down a little bit deeper. Get that tremendous stretch. Whole right side of your body. Come down and push. Change. Inhale. Come up. She shut the door. I guess I was too loud. Keep your arms there. Relax your neck and drop your head back. I can't hear, Pat. I only hear a thumbs up or thumbs down from you. Take an inhale as you first stretch straight up. He's still talking. Look for the wall behind you and bend your spine backwards. Contract your thighs. Keep the weight in your heels. Gorgeous. Lift, everybody. Look down for the floor below you. That's it, Kimmy. Arms go back. They stop at your chin. Keep your arms straight, your elbows close. Tighten your hips and push your hips forward. Contract your thighs. Shift back, June, a little more to the heels. Stay out of the lower spine lifted. Bend your spine evenly from the top down. Gorgeous, Bonnie. Arms straight, eyes down. Chest up, breathe easy. Knees locked, weight in your heels. Maintain what you're doing. Let your spine bend a little bit more. Mouth closed, eyes down. Stay with it, Kimmy. Go back, way back, more back. Change. Inhale, come up, stretch up, stomach in, bend your legs and put your hands on the floor. Touch the floor and bend your legs back and forth, right and left. Relax your neck, let your head hang. Get some movement in your hips and your lower back. All right. Let's begin the posture. Bend your knees and grab your heels from behind. If you can't grab your heels, grab your elbows behind your knees today. Sandwich upper body, lower body best you can. If you have the grip on your heels, pull and stretch your body down. Touch stomach on thighs, chest on knees. Relax your neck. Touch your face on your legs below your knees. Hey, if your feet are touching each other, press the insides of your knees together so you don't rotate the hips at all. Shoulders away from your ears. Elbows stretch them back. Stomach, suck it in nice and tight. If you have the grip on your heels, continuously pull. Get that tremendous stretching feeling down the entire back of your body. Roll more weight forward on your toes. Dinah, can you touch your ankle bones together? Keep your face touching your legs. There you go. Suck your stomach in, stretch down, get a deeper stretch in the back of your body. Hold still. Let your body react to what you're doing. If your face is touching and your legs are straight, contract your thighs, lock your knees. Change. Come on up, arms and ears together. Exhale, arms down by your side. Hold still. Look forward and breathe. Try it again. Second set. Keep your feet together. Inhale your arms over your head. Interlock your fingers. Release your index fingers and cross your thumbs. Lock your knees. Weight back in your heels. Look forward. Take an inhale. Stretch up. Slowly bend your body to the right and push your hips out to the left. We already did the warm-up, June. We only do it on the first one. Push your hips out to the left. Feel the tremendous stretch in the left side of your body. Eyes focused forward. Thighs contract strong. Stomach suck it in. Lift up a little bit more and stretch over even further. Stay lifted with stomach in. Lean into your left hip. Tremendous stretching feeling left side of your body. Eyes focused. Stomach in. Knees locked really strong. Calm breath through your nose. Come down just a little bit deeper. Make sure your legs straight, thighs contract, stomach suck it in. Come down and push. Change. Inhale, come up. Stop in the middle. Take an inhale. Stretch up. Slowly bend your body to the left and push your hips out to the right. Feel that tremendous stretch. Whole right side of your body, fingertips all the way to toes. Lock your knees. Keep the weight back in your heels. Suck your stomach in. Nice and tight. Good. Lift up and stretch over. Pat arms any straighter maybe. Lean into your right hip. Get a deeper stretch. Thighs contract strong. Squeeze your butt. Tuck it under. Eliminate the curve in the lower back so you're kind of flattened out from the side. Lift up. Stretch over. Stomach in. Push your hips. Tremendous stretching. Come down deeper and push. Change. Inhale. Come up. Stop in the middle. Keep your arms there. Relax your neck. Drop your head back. Look for the wall behind you. Keep your arms straight, elbows close together. Take an inhale first, stretch straight up. Exhale, bend your spine backwards from the top down. Beautiful, Dinah. Knees locked, weight in your heels. Look down with your eyes. Keep your chest up, lift out of your lower back. Tighten your hips, push your hips forward. Bring your arms back, stop at your chin. Lock your knees, shift to the heels. Lift up again, stay out of your lower back, beautiful. Eyes look down, arms stay straight, breath keep it calm, eyes keep them open, look down for the floor, beautiful Kim August, get it. Go back a little bit more, now let your flexibility take over, spine bends even more, way back, more back, go back, can you hold it here for a moment and breathe? Change, inhale, come up, stop in the middle step, stretch up, you don't need to stop, bend your body forward. Touch the floor. Bend your legs back and forth, right and left. Again, relax your neck and let your head hang. Bend one leg at a time so you get movement in your hips and your lower back. Keep your heels on the floor to just warm up your hips and your lower back here. And then begin your posture. Bend your knees. Grab your heels from behind. If you can't grab your heels right now, grab your elbows behind your knees. Get a good grip. Suck your stomach in and pull on your heels, stretch your body down. Touch stomach on thighs, chest on knees, relax your neck. Touch your face on your legs below your knees. Keep your upper body and lower body sandwiched together the entire time. Continuously pull, tremendous stretching feeling. Hold back your body, roll more weight forward on your toes. Good. Keep your eyes open. Keep your face touching your legs. If your legs are not touching your face, bend your legs a little bit more. Shoulders away from your ears. Elbows, stretch them back. Again, if your feet touch each other, press the insides of your knees together. Keep upper body, lower body sandwiched together the entire time. Continuously pull, feel that tremendous stretch, whole entire back of your body. If your face is touching and your legs are straight, then contract your thighs, lock your knees. Change. Come on up, arms and ears together. Stretch up at the top, then exhale, arms down by your side. Hold still. Take a breath. Awkward pose, Utkatasana. Right foot step to the right, 6 inches. Keep your feet straight, toes forward. Inhale, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contract tight and strong. Take an inhale. On your exhale, lean forward, stick your butt out, and sit back in the chair. Keep knees behind your toes. Keep looking forward. Hold time, June. I'll let you know if they're too far forward. Then stomach in. Lift your chest up. Trust yourself. Shoulders down. Tricep muscles contract. Keep 6 inches between toes, heels, knees, and hands. Bonnie, this looks great. Stomach, suck it in a little bit tighter. Now hold it in as you lift your chest up and arch your upper body back. Change, inhale, come up. Keep your arms there. Now stand all the way up on your toes. So spine, chest, head, stretch all the way up to the ceiling. Focus one spot forward. Then bend your legs and sit down on top of your toes. Knees up, heels up, chest up, and spine straight. Tricep muscles contract. Beautiful, Mary Beth. Make sure your right foot is straight. It looks like the right heel might need to turn out, even though I can't see it. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Tricep muscles contract strong. Lower in the hips, everybody. Bend your legs more, even you, Dinah. Get down there. Knees up to the ceiling. Heels up even higher. Your legs are so strong they can hold you. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Inhale, come up. Good job. Keep your arms there. Just touch your knees together. Look forward, stomach in, and slowly slide down the imaginary wall. Take your time going down. Let your heels lift up at the bottom. Hips half inch from your heels. Great, Pat. Knees together and forward. Stomach in, stretch your spine. Shoulders down, tricep muscles contract. Keep your knees together. Stomach in, slowly slide back up the imaginary wall. Right foot back to the left, arms down. Keep your head up, your eyes forward. Not at me, Libby. Second set, right foot step to the right, 6 inches. Keep your feet straight, your toes forward. Inhale, arms up, parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contract strong. Take an inhale. On your exhale, lean forward, stick your butt out, sit back in the chair. You don't need to look at them, June. Stomach, suck it in. Lift your chest up. Shoulders down, it's a choice. 6 inches between toes, heels, knees, and hands. Let everything you do be a choice. Know that you're doing it. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Hold it in and arch your upper body back. Change, inhale, come up. Keep your arms there and stand all the way up on your toes. Spine, chest, head, stretch all the way up. Focus forward, bend your legs, and sit down on top of your toes. Knees up. Heels up. Can we bring feet in just a little bit? They look wide from over here in Catonsville. Knees up and heels up. Chest up and spine straight. Suck your stomach in. Tricep muscles contract. Higher on your toes. You can get lower, Libby. I believe you can. Lower in the hips. Stomach, suck it in tight. Good. Keep your eyes forward. Focus one spot. Knees up to the ceiling. Heels up. Inhale, come up. Got as solid as a rock. Keep your arms there. Touch your knees together. Just like Val. Knees touch, stomach in, slowly slide down the imaginary wall. I've thought about her, now I've spoken her name, now hopefully she will show up in class tomorrow. Heels lift up, hips half inch from your heels, knees together and forward. Stomach in, stretch your spine, shoulders down, look forward. You want to bounce, go ahead. I know Dinah, big bouncer. Oh, Pat, Mary Beth, couple, we got some bouncers. Come on up. All done bouncing, Dinah. Dinah couldn't get enough. Right foot back to the left. Arms down, eyes forward. Eagle, Garasana. Look forward as you inhale. Arms over your head. Bring your right arm underneath your left arm. Cross at the elbows, again at the wrists. Thumbs to face and pinkies forward. Pull your elbows down. Feel that stretch in your shoulders. Look forward, everybody. Bend your legs and sit your hips back in the chair. Get down nice and low. Knees behind toes. Stay on 2 feet or bring right leg over left leg. If you wrap your foot, press the top of your foot to the back of your leg. Stick your butt out even more, a little more, June, if you can. Stick it out. That's it. Pull elbows down towards your belly button and hold still. You don't need to turn, June. I can see your butt from the side when you're facing forward. It's a magical gift I have. Eyes forward with stomach in. Calm breath through your nose. Find stillness to create compression in your joints. With your stomach in, hold it. Slowly lift your chest to arch your upper body back. Hold there. change. Come up, arms over your head. Bring your left arm underneath your right arm. Cross at the elbows, again at the wrist, thumbs to face and pinkies forward. Pull your elbows down. Press your knees together. Stick your butt out and sit all the way back in the chair. Lean forward. Get down nice and low. Look forward. Bring your left leg over your right leg. And stay on 2 feet, certainly. Stick your butt out more. Pull elbows towards belly button. Eyes focus forward. Bonnie, I'd lean a little more forward if I were you. There you go. So you can compress your hips more. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. And breathe calmly, normally, easily in and out of your nose with your stomach in. Dine a little chin down, but then chest up without lifting your chin. That's it. Hold it there. Change. Come up, arms over your head. Bring your right arm underneath your left arm. Cross at the elbows, again at the wrist, thumbs to face, pinkies forward, pull elbows down. Press your knees together, stick your butt out and sit all the way back in the chair. Again, keep knees behind your toes, stay on 2 feet, or bring your right leg over your left. Stay low the whole time, don't let your hips come up. Look forward, Libby, look right at yourself. Suck your stomach in, stay low. Shift weight back, knees behind toes. Pull elbows towards belly button, pretty good, Pat. Calm breath through your nose. Stillness in the posture, compress your joints. Stomach, suck it in nice and tight, hold it in. Keep your chin down, just lift your chest up to arch your spine. Hold there and balance. Change, come up, arms over your head, one more. Bring your left arm underneath your right arm. Cross at the elbows, again at the wrist, thumbs to face, pinkies face forward, pull elbows down. Press your knees together. Stick your butt out. Sit back in the chair, just like first part of awkward. Stay down nice and low. Hips stay back. Stay on 2 feet or bring your left leg over your right leg if you know it will benefit you. You might not be sure. If you don't know, stay on 2 feet today. Work where you start. Pull elbows down towards belly button. Keep looking forward. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Calm breath through your nose. Compress your joints. You hold still. Calm breath through your nose. If you can maintain your hips and knee back, stomach in, slowly lift your chest again. Create more backward bending and hold it there. Change. Come up, arms over your head. Arms down by your side. Standing head to knee. Look forward with toes and heels together. Left foot straight. Contract your left thigh. Lift up your right leg until your right thigh is parallel to the floor, 90-degree angle. Suck your stomach in, round over your leg. Stretch your arms down. If your hands go past your foot, get your grip all the way up to the webbing and contract your left thigh from start to finish. Keep your left foot flat on the floor, Dinah. Feel your big toe touch the floor. It's not that you need to jam it down, but feel it touch. If your knee's locked, you have your grip. Inhale, lift and stretch right leg, heel forward. Flex your foot at the ankle. Mary Beth, try not tucking your butt under so much. Just push hips more forward. There you go. If both legs are locked, you can balance, then bend your elbows down. That's beautiful, June. June, can you stretch your shoulders forward, but stretch your arms down? Elbows go down below your calf muscle. Push your hips forward. Contract your left thigh. Flex your right foot. Stomach in. Change. Arms straight. Leg down. Toes and heels together. You're doing all right, Libby? You're just not interested in that side. Keep your right foot straight. Lock out your right knee. Maybe this one will titillate your senses more. Lift up your left leg. Left thigh parallel to the floor. 90-degree angle. Suck your stomach in. Round over your left leg. Stretch your arms down. If your hands go past your foot, get your grip all the way up to the webbing. Remember, the instruction is not the goal. The effect that it has on your body is the goal. Contract your right thigh. Know you have a solid foundation. If you do and you have the grip, inhale, lift and stretch your left leg, heel forward. Pat, this is awesome. Heel forward, toes back. That's the spirit, Libby. Once both legs are locked, then bend your elbows down. contract your right thigh. Dinah, can you flex your foot a little more at the ankle? That's it. Hip more forward. Stomach suck it in tight. Standing knee lock tight and strong. Change arms straight. Bend your leg. Put your foot down. Hold still in between your postures. Keep your left foot straight. Contract your left thigh. Lift up your right leg, right thigh, parallel to the floor, 90 degree angle. Suck your stomach in, round over your right leg. Stretch your arms down. Do it slowly. If your hands go past your foot, that's it, Bonnie. Then you get your grip all the way up to the webbing. Contract your left thigh. Let it be a surprise what your body can do. No judgment about it. If you have it, inhale, lift and stretch your right leg, heel forward. Flex your foot at the ankle. Toes point back towards your face. Try to get both knees to lock. If you're kicking, then bend your elbows down. If elbows go down below your calf muscles, slowly, eyes down first. If you can maintain balance without looking, then chin down. As you touch your forehead on your knee, both hips push forward, shoulders, elbows down, back rounds up to the ceiling. Change chin up, arms straight, bend your leg, and put your foot down. There are a lot of details that go into putting your forehead to your knee. Take your time to understand them. Keep your right foot straight, contract your right thigh. Lift up your left leg, left thigh, parallel to the floor, 90 degree angle. Suck your stomach in, round over your leg. Stretch your arms down. If your hands go past your foot, get your grip all the way up to the webbing, contract your right thigh, standing knee locked, right foot flat on the floor. If you have it, inhale, lift and stretch left leg, heel forward. Pat, keep your heel underneath your knee. Heel forward, toes back. Did you hear me, Pat? Try to get both knees to lock. That's better. If both legs are locked, then bend your elbows down. Don't touch the leg before you grab the foot. It's one step at a time, please, sir. Elbows go below, eyes down. If you can maintain balance, that's it, Dinah. Take your time. Chin down, forehead on your knee, stomach in. Change. Chin up, arms straight. Put your foot down, toes and heels together. Look forward, guys. Hold still and breathe. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand up. Grab your right ankle from the inside. And bring your left arm up, palm face forward. Nice, Bonnie. Squeeze your butt, tuck it under. Solid foundation again, right? Really important. Take an inhale. Stretch your left arm up. Point your right toes. Kick your right leg back. Keep your right hip forward. Contract your left thigh. Lift up out of your hips. Beautiful, June. Stretch your left shoulder to your chin. No separation between shoulder and head. Stretch your shoulder more up, even if you bring your arm down. Contract your left thigh. Gorgeous, Kimmy. Stretch your shoulder and kick your leg. Contract your left thigh. Feel your left foot flat on the floor. Hold still at any point in the posture. Eyes focused forward, Libby, whole time. Calm breath through your nose, that's it. Nice and focused, nice and balanced. Lock your knee. Point your toe. Stretch your arm. Hold still, Kimmy. No more movement, you don't need it. Be there. Breathe easy. Lift up. You kick. Change. Kick to come out. Arms down and eyes forward. Bring your left hand up, grab your left ankle from the inside, and bring your right arm up, palm face forward. Yes, you can. Squeeze your butt, tuck it under. Lock your standing knee. You're right, Kim August. Take an inhale, stretch up, grabbing your chest. Keep your left hip forward. Slowly kick your left leg back. Look forward, June, the whole time. I will take care of looking at you, June. You take care of looking at you. Contract your right thigh. Point your left toes. Lift up. I don't have a live class to look at right now, so I can see all of you clear as day. Lift up. Stretch your shoulders. This is great, Pat. Point your toes. Lock your standing knee again. Continuously kick your leg. Gorgeous. Barely any movement. Focus on the action. Contract your right thigh. Lift up. Head straight. Eyes forward. Standing knee locked again. Right foot. Feel it flat on the floor. Kim August, that was awesome. Stretch your shoulder and point your toe. Libby, point toes to the ceiling. Lift up one more. Relax your mouth. Lock your knee. Kick your leg. Maintain what you're doing. Hold here. Change. Kick to come out. Arms down. Eyes forward. Look at yourself. Can you hold still and just breathe for a moment? Bring your right hand up. Grab your right ankle from the inside. And bring your left arm up, palm face forward. Squeeze your butt and tuck it under. You don't have to have an opinion on how you feel about how the class is going. Take an inhale, stretch up. Slowly kick your right leg back. How do people even form an opinion on whether the class was good or bad? What if you just did the class? Lock your standing knee. Lift up. Head straight and eyes forward. Stretch your shoulder to your chin. Left foot flat on the floor. Contract your left thigh a little tighter. Slow it down, June. Less movement, more action. Feel it in your body. Keep your chest up, Pat. Point your toes. Stretch your shoulder. Kick your leg, Mary Beth. One more right hip forward. Then lift up. Get your chest up. Keep your chest up. And you can bring your body down. Understand that. Contract your thigh, point your toe, stretch your arm, kick, change. Arms down, toes and heels together. Hold still in between. Bring your left hand up, grab your left ankle from the inside, and bring your right arm up, palm face forward. Squeeze your butt and tuck it under. Lock your standing knee. Take an inhale, stretch your right arm all the way up. Slowly kick your left leg back and keep your left hip forward. As you kick your leg, notice your hips do not move. Stretch your shoulder to your chin. That's it, Libby. You keep focusing forward. Again, relax your mouth. Feel it relaxed. Calm breath, chest up. Standing knee locked. Point your toes. Lift up. Stretch your shoulder. This is great, Pat. Maintain that. That's awesome. Lock your knee and kick your leg. Head straight, eyes forward, knee lock strong. Kick your leg continuously. Maintain what you're doing. Hold here, eyes focused, knee locked, and you kick. Change. Kick to come out. Go to the back of your Tautul and Andasana balancing stick. Toes and heels together. Inhale your arms over your head. Interlock your fingers. Release your index fingers and cross your thumbs. Step your right leg forward. Point your left toes. Get on one leg. Keep left hip forward and pivot at your hips. Body down. Leg up. Left hip forward just like you did in standing bow. Lift out of your hips again. Suck your stomach in tight. Maintain a straight line from your fingers to your toes. Thighs contract strong. Stomach suck it in. Stretch apart in opposite direction. Stretch. Inhale, come up. Keep your arms there and your chin up. Step your left leg forward. Point your right toes. Get on one leg. Keep right hip forward and bring your body down and your leg up. Right hip, keep it forward. Beautiful, Kimmy. Stomach suck it in nice and tight. Lift out of your hips. You're right, Mary Beth? Straight line fingers to toes. Thighs contract strong. Stomach suck it in tight. Look forward, Libby. That's it. You already knew it. Keep looking forward with your eyes. Suck your stomach in tight. Stretch apart in opposite directions. Inhale, come up. Exhale, arms down, toes and heels together. Again, you hold still. Your heart rate's up there. Let's keep it there. Inhale, your arms over your head. Interlock your fingers. Release your index fingers and cross your thumbs. Step your right leg forward. Point your left toes. Get on one leg. Find your hip stability, your balance first. Then bring your body down and your leg up. Left hip stays forward start to finish. Thighs contract strong whole time. Stomach suck it in. Arms with your ears. Lift up again. Straight line fingers to toes. Thighs contract strong. Stomach suck it in and stretch. Inhale, come up. Keep your arms there and your chin up. Step your left leg forward. Point your right toes, get on one leg. Keep right hip forward, body down, leg up. Gorgeous, Bonnie. Thighs contract really strong. Stomach, suck it in. Keep looking forward. Lift up again out of your hips. Thighs contract really strong. Stomach, suck it in. Stretch apart in opposite directions. Get it, June. Lift up one more and stretch. Change. Inhale, come up. Exhale, arms down by your side. Take a quarter turn. Face the left side. You can split your mat. You're in your own home. You do what you like. You sweat wherever you want. I don't care. I don't have to clean it up. Toes and heels together, standing separate legs, stretching. Inhale, your arms over your head. Right foot step to the right. Arms down parallel to the floor. Feet straight or maybe turned in a little bit. Contract the front of your thighs. Suck your stomach in. Stretch your body forward from the lower spine. Touch your hands on the floor under your shoulders. Contract the front of your thighs again. Flat back, everybody. Shoulders away from your ears. If you can maintain all that and it will benefit you, grab your heels from the outside. Contract the front of your thighs again. Suck your stomach in and stretch your body down. No bigger step, June. It's great just as it is. Stomach, suck it in. Stretch down. Contract the front of your thighs. Focus your eyes one spot. Shoulders away from your ears. Dyna, flatter back. Chest out. Not more chin up. Just your chest. Keep a straight spine. Thighs contract strong. Stomach, suck it in. If you have the grip, you continuously pull and stretch down more. If your back isn't flat, fix it. Lock your knees. Again, stomach, suck it in tight. Roll more forward on your toes. Focus your eyes one spot. Thighs contract really strong. Beautiful, Kim. Stretch down a little bit more with thighs contracted. Stomach in, you stretch. Change. Good, Pat. Come on up. Right foot back to the left, arms up and arms down. Hold still. Keep your head up when you guys come out of this stuff, if you want, if you will, if you choose. Second set, inhale your arms over your head. Just do it. Arms up, right foot step to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Little toes in, contract the front of your thighs. Suck your stomach in, stretch your body down from the lower spine. Beautiful, Mary Beth. Keep your arms a little forward. Then put hands on the floor under shoulders. Contract your thighs tight. If you can maintain thigh contraction, grab your heels from the outside. If you bend your legs or round your spine, there is no benefit to grabbing your heels right now. Thighs contract strong. Stomach, suck it in. When you pull, shoulders away from your ears and chest out more. Flatten your back again. Stick your butt more up to the ceiling. Pat, can you straighten your legs a little more than that? Pat, you're not grabbing your heels, are you? Stomach, suck it in tight. Yeah, that's what I thought. Roll forward. Lock your knees. Suck your stomach in. Stretch down. The instruction is not the goal. The benefit and the body is the goal. Focus on that. Thighs tight. Stomach in. Eyes focused. Stretch down. Hold still. Maintain the action. Thighs contract. Stomach in. Continuous stretching. Change. Inhale. Come up. Right foot back to the left. Arms up. And arms down. Hold still. Keep your chin up. Look forward. Triangle pose. Trikonasana. Toes and heels together. Inhale. Your arms over your head. Right foot step to the right. Arms down parallel to the floor. Turn your right toes out. And turn your left toes in, bend your right leg, and sit down until your thigh is parallel to the floor. Keep your spine straight in the center. Inhale, move your arms, and stretch your arms apart. Right arm stretched down. Keep looking forward, June. I'll let you know. Feel it. Touch your chin to your left shoulder. Push your left hip forward. Press your right knee back. Kim, can you bend your leg a little more and put the weight on the inside right heel? Yep, you. Stomach in, twist your spine. That's it. Twist your spine as you stretch your arms apart. June, left rib cage down like you're doing a crunch to the left side. Then twist your spine. Now your spine is straight, just angled at a 45 degree angle. Left knee locked and left foot flat on the floor. To change, move your arms first, then straighten your right leg. Right toes in, left toes out. Slowly bend your left leg and sit down. Keep the weight on the inside left heel. Keep your spine straight in the center. Keep looking forward. Inhale, move your arms. Stretch your arms apart as you keep looking forward. Then just boop, touch your chin to your shoulder. Not much movement for the head. Keep your head up, Pat. Push your right hip forward. Press your left knee back. If your knee swings wide, push your knee towards your arm. Suck your stomach in, twist your spine. Bend your left leg a little bit more and lift up out of your left hip. Find that strength. Suck your stomach in, twist your spine. Beautiful, Mary Beth. Right knee locked and right foot flat on the floor. To change, move your arms, straighten your leg. Right foot back to the left, arms up and arms down. Hold still, look forward, calm breath. Do it again, second set. Inhale your arms over your head. You can, right foot step to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Ask if yourself, do you need a break or can you take a break? Right toes out, left toes in. Bend your right leg and sit down. You can certainly take a break, but know if you need it or not. Spine straight in the center. Inhale, move your arms. Is triangle becoming a habit of break time? Chin on left shoulder. Push your left hip forward. Press your right knee back with your arm. Again, bend it a little more, June. Sit down even lower you can. That's it. Not the body down, just the leg bend. Chin on left shoulder. Left hip forward and right knee back. Lift out of your right hip. Stomach in. Twist your spine. Awesome, Kim. Keep your left knee locked. Keep your left foot flat on the floor. To change, move your arms. Straighten your leg. Turn your right toes in and turn your left toes out. Bend your left leg. Sit down until your thigh is parallel to the floor. Keep your spine straight in the center. Inhale, move your arms. Kim August, that looks awesome. Stretch your arms apart. Touch your chin to your right shoulder. That's it, Bonnie. Great adjustment. Right hip forward, left knee back. Stomach in, twist your spine. Stretch your arms apart. Are you low enough? Can you get lower? Are you sinking into your hips? Lift out of your left hip. Stomach in, twist your spine more. Lock your right knee. Change, move your arms, straighten your leg. Right foot back to the left, arms up. And arms down. Be at the back of your towel and face forward for standing separate leg, head to knee. Toes and heels together. Inhale your arms over your head, palms together. Cross just your thumbs. Step your right leg forward. Keep your left hip forward. Inhale, stretch your arms up. Tuck your chin. Now arms behind head. Slowly round your spine. Left hip forward the entire time. Fingers touch, palms open. Keep your left hip forward. Slowly bend your front leg and press your knee to your forehead. Both hips tuck under from start to finish. Stomach, suck it in tight. June, is your left hip higher than your right hip? If it is, tuck it under. Right hip up, left hip forward. Any of those three things usually help. Stomach in tight, shoulders stretched to your head. Round your back more towards the ceiling. Good, Pat. Choking sensation in your throat. Contract your left thigh. Press your backside heel down. Hold still. Keep your chin tucked. Keep your fingers touching the floor. Straighten your front leg and lock it. Then put your palms together. Hang out for a moment. Slowly round up. Let's not rush this. Left hip forward. Bring your chin up last. Step your right foot back to meet the left. Then step your left foot forward. Keep your right hip forward. Stretch up. Tuck your chin. Slowly round your spine. Chin tucked. All the way, Bonnie. Chin tucked first. Arms press back of head. Fingers touch. Palms open. Slowly bend your front leg, Kim August. Keep right hip more forward. Tuck it under a little bit. That's it. Change nothing. Hold still. Stomach in. Can you get more stretch in your shoulders and round your back up to the ceiling more? Hold that. Calm breath through your nose. Choking sensation in your throat. Contract your right thigh. Press your backside heel down. Hold there. Now with your chin tuck, listen carefully. Straighten your front leg, fingertips still touch, right hip still forward. Then put palms together, slow it down, Libby, listen. Right hip forward as you slowly round up. Both knees locked, right hip forward, arms and ears together. Chin up, last step, your left foot back to meet the right. Arms down by your side. We go slow, we deconstruct it a little bit. Listen carefully. Second set, inhale, your arms over your head. Palms together, cross just your thumbs. Step your right leg forward. Keep your left hip forward. Stretch up. Tuck your chin. Press your arms into the back of your head and round your spine. Once your fingertips touch, palms open. Keep your left hip forward. Know that as you bend your front leg. If your left hip sticks up, what else do you need to move and relax? So your hips stay solid side by side. Round your spine more, shoulders stretch to your head. Stomach, suck it in, nice and tight, choking sensation in your throat. Calm breath in and out of your nose. Find some stillness. Breathe easy. Contract your left thigh. Stomach in tight the whole time. Feel it. Keep your chin tucked. Straighten your front leg, lock it. Put your palms together. And slowly round up. Left hip forward. Beautiful, Dinah. Arms and ears together. Yes, Bonnie. Right foot back to meet the left. Now step your left foot forward. That was great, everyone. Right hip, keep it forward. Tuck your butt under. Stretch up. Tuck your chin and slowly round your spine. Fingers touch. Good, Libby. Palms open. Slowly bend your front leg. There's no rush. Press your knee to your forehead. Two hips side by side. Not so much, Kim. Right hip more forward. Stomach, suck it in. That's it. Choking sensation in your throat. Hold it there. Breathe easy. Shoulders stretch. Back rounds up. Right thigh contract. Right heel press it down. Hold still for a moment. Breathe easy. You got this, Bonnie. Hold it. Fingers just still press down. Straighten your front leg locket while your fingers touch. Then put palms together. Can you hold there? Hang for a moment with right hip forward and slowly round back up. Right hip forward, arms and ears together. Beautiful, June. Chin up last, left foot back to meet the right. Arms down, be at the center of your towel for tree pose. Keep your left foot straight. Lock out your left knee. Lift up your right leg, grab your right foot from underneath, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Slowly let your right knee come down. Two hips and two shoulders in one line. Good choice, Bonnie. Then bring your right hand up to the center of your chest. Contract your left thigh. Push your hips forward. Nice, Dinah. Press your right knee back to open your hips. Stomach, suck it in. Lift up even more. Shoulders back and down. Make sure left arm bends a little bit. Yeah, so it doesn't drag the shoulder down. Balance here. Lift. Stomach in. Change. Right leg down. Keep your right foot straight. Lock your right knee. Lift up your left leg. Grab your left foot from underneath. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Slowly let your left knee come down. Two hips and two shoulders in one line. Bring your left hand up to the center of your chest. Contract your right thigh. Push your hips forward. Are you sinking in your right hip? Looks a little bit like that, Mary Beth. Lift up out of it. Stomach in. That's it. Focus forward. Keep pressing left knee back to open your hips. Lock your standing knee. Stomach in. Stretch up. Change. Left leg down. toe stand. Put your weight on your left leg and lock it. Lift up your right leg. Grab your right foot from underneath, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look 4 feet ahead of you. Bend your body forward from the lower spine to the floor. Touch your hands on the floor. Put all the weight in your arms, then bend your leg and sit down on top of your heel. And once you're down there, nice June, stomach in and stretch up. Stick your butt out, Dinah, and stick your chest out. More than caring about your hands, focus on the middle part of your body. Can you bring your, Dinah, left heel out, both knees towards each other, stomach in, stretch up. If you find your balance, palms together, shoulders back and down, stretch up and lift up off your heel. Toe stand, hands on the floor, push your hips up. Nice job, Dinah. Put your right foot down. Keep your right foot straight. Lock your right knee and lift up your left leg. Grab your left foot from underneath, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look 4 feet ahead of you. Bend your body forward. Stick your butt out. You could bend your right leg a little bit on the way down if it helps. Touch your hands on the floor. Put all the weight in your arms. Bend your leg and sit down on top of your heel. Weight stays forward. Stick your butt out, stick your chest out. Notice if you feel any round to your spine. Go for the opposite. Try that out. Stick your butt out, stick your chest out, stomach in, and stretch up. Only if you can find your balance with your spine in that position, bring your palms together, shoulders back down, keep your elbows in, and lift off your heel. Toe stand, hands on the floor, push your hips up, bring your body up, put your foot down, grab a sip of water, adjust your cameras if you need. Lie down on your back, relax, Savasana. June will probably change her lighting in her fancy sauna room. See, why don't you keep that lighting on all the time? I can see you better. I like that lighting. Who doesn't like good lighting? Nice job, everybody. Lie down on your back. Arms right next to you with your palms to the ceiling, heels touch, and feet just flop open. I talked to somebody yesterday who said her feet just don't flop open, that she has to force it. And I said, well, don't force it, but you don't want to hold your toes next to each other. You're not here to make your body be anything other than exactly what it is right now. Slowly inhale through your nose and calmly exhale. You can make this class really challenging, really hard. I don't believe any of this needs to be hard. I believe it can be enjoyable, it can be relaxing. You know, you work, the muscles work. But you can relax, you can breathe, you can just be in the moment and enjoy it. Let's move on to wind removing Pava Mutasana. Bend your right leg. Grab your right leg a few inches below your knee. Interlock your 10 fingers all the way up to the webbing. Get a nice tight grip and pull your right leg down. Tuck your chin, back of your neck on the floor. Both shoulders down, both elbows in close to your body. Maximum compression in the right hip joint. Hold it there. change, right leg down. Inhale, left leg up. Grab your left leg a few inches below your knee. Interlock your 10 fingers all the way to the webbing. Pull your leg down. Tuck your chin. Back of your neck on the floor. Shoulders down and elbows in. Maximum compression in your left hip joint. No need to feel pain. That'll just make you feel pain. Feel the compression and hold it there. Change. Left leg down. Inhale, both legs up. Round up and grab your elbows over your knees. Keep your feet relaxed side by side. Hold on to your elbows. Nice, tight, compact. Are your feet side by side? I guess they are. Chin down, back of your neck on the floor. Shoulders slide down your back. Belly nice and relaxed so you get the most compression possible. You hold it there. Change. Arms, legs straight, heels touch, feet flop open, arms right next to you, palms to the ceiling. Oftentimes we just tell you to relax, but we don't always tell you how to relax. Inhale through your nose. Notice the pause at the end of the inhale. And notice the pause at the end of your exhale. Second set, bend your right leg. Grab your right leg a few inches below your knee. Interlock your 10 fingers up to the webbing. Get a tight grip. Pull your right leg down. Tuck your chin, back of your neck on the floor. Shoulders down. Elbows in close. Maximum compression in your right hip joint. Focus your eyes. Feel that compression. Hold it there. Change. Right leg down. Great job, everyone. Inhale, left leg up. Grab your left leg a few inches below your knee. Interlock your 10 fingers to the webbing. Nice tight grip and pull your leg down. Tuck your chin back of your neck on the floor. Shoulders down. Elbows in close. Maximum compression. Pull. Biceps working hard. Yes, Bonnie. Hold it there. Change. Left leg down. Inhale, both legs up. Round up and grab your elbows over your knees. Be as tight and compact as possible. If you can't yet grab your elbows, stretch your shoulders up more. Once you have your elbows, neck relax, head back down, tuck your chin, shoulders down to the floor. Shoulders slide down your back even. Belly nice and relaxed. Good. Hold it there. Change. Arms, legs straight, heels touch, feet flop open. Arms next to you, palms face the ceiling. Hold still. Breathe. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Totally relax. If anything's going on with your back, you roll over. Everybody else is sit up. Toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, double exhale, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. I got to say it, turn around and lie down. I don't know how relaxed you guys are, but Mabel, my little dog, is snoring next to me. Bring your chin out, neck flat on the floor. She's not a frequent snorer. Put your hands underneath your shoulders for Cobra, all five fingers together, palms flat on the floor. Ankles together, contract your thighs, lock your knees. Look up, take an inhale and lift your upper body up. Use your back strength. Come up until just belly button touches. Awesome, Libby. Look all the way back with your eyes, shoulders down, elbows in. Stretch your elbows towards your hips, tops of feet on the floor. Look all the way back with your eyes, lift your chest up, slowly lower down. Touch your chin, left ear on the towel, look over your right shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels relax open. Kimmy, I like this camera angle, but it's a little bit like surveillance in somebody's house. It's all like high and far away. Second set, bring your chin forward and put your hands underneath your shoulders. See that episode of Homeland where she looks at everybody on the cameras. Toes and heels together, ankles touch, lock your knees, look up, take an inhale, and lift your upper body up. Use your back strength. Shoulders down, elbows in, that's it. Yes, Pat, look at those eyeballs. Look all the way back, chest up. Shoulders down, stretch your elbows towards your hips. Lock your knees nice and tight. Lift your chest up. Slowly lower down. Touch your chin right here on the towel. Look over your left shoulder. Touch your toes. Let your heels relax open. June, I'm cautious to ask this because I know it's going to take a lot, but I might need you to pan your camera down. Locus Alabasana, arms straight, arms underneath your body. I know it's a challenge. She's got to leave her fancy little hot room to come out and adjust her device. Chin forward, relax your left leg. That's all carpet. Stretch your right leg back and lift your right leg up. Lock your right knee. Point your right toes. Contract your right thigh. Stretch your leg back. Slowly lower down. Relax your right leg. Stretch your left leg back. Lift your left leg up. Are you back in? It looks great. Stretch your left leg back. Lift it up. Lock your left knee. Point your left toes. Eyes look forward. Left leg to the left a little bit, I think, for you. Stretch it back. Slowly lower down. There you go. Turn your head and put your mouth on the towel. Elbows closer together. Toes and heels together. Contract your thighs. Lock your knees. Keep your shoulders down, ankles together. Take an inhale, both legs up. Shift forward towards your shoulders. Bonnie, more ankles together. Thighs contract strong. That's it. Shift forward towards the shoulders. Lock your knees nice and tight. Legs up. Slowly lower down. Left ear on the towel. Look over your right shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels relax open. Relax. Breathe. Second set, arms straight, arms underneath your body. Make your palms face the floor, elbows invisible from above. Bring your chin forward. Relax your left leg. Stretch your right leg back, lift your right leg up. Contract your right thigh. That's it. Eyes look forward. Right leg locked. Point your toes, stretch it back, slowly lower down. Relax your right leg. Stretch your left leg back, lift your left leg up. Left hip on arm. Point your left toes. Stretch your leg back. Contract your left thigh tighter. Slowly lower down. Turn your head in. Put your mouth on the towel. Elbows closer together. Ankles touch. Contract your thighs. Keep your shoulders on the floor. Feel that. Take an inhale and both legs up. Shift forward towards your shoulders. That's it. Libby, a little more shift forward. I think you can. Lock your knees. That's it. Point your toes, ankles together, thighs contract, knees locked, legs up, slowly lower down. Right ear on the towel, look over your left shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels just flop open. Inhale through your nose, exhale through your nose so you can relax. Full locus, Purna Salabhasana. Bring your chin forward and stretch your arms out to the side. Toes and heels together. Tighten your hips. Lock your knees. Look up. Take an inhale and lift everything up until just hip bones touch. Come all the way up and look all the way back with your eyes. Come on, let me get on up. Ankles together. Knees locked strong. Look back. Beautiful Mary Beth. Chest up even more. Come up even higher. Keep your legs together. Kimmy, and come up one more time. Slowly lower down. Chin touch, left ear on the towel, look over your right shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels relax open. I remember I used to use phrases like be ladylike and keep your legs together. No, like what does that even mean? Second set, chin out, neck flat on the floor, stretch your arms out. Why has that got to be ladylike? Ankles together, lock your knees, look up, take an inhale, and now lift everything up until just hip bones touch. Look all the way back with your eyes. Ankles together, thighs contract strong. Lock your knees, look all the way back. Yes, Dinah, get your chest up, are your legs together? Lift up, come up, go up, slowly lower down. There you go, in the 11th hour. Right here on the towel, look over your left shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels relax open. I think some of you have your camera angles a certain way, so we don't see the details that you don't want us to see, but unfortunately we're intuitive enough to know. Bow pose, Dhyanasana, bend your knees and grab your feet from the outside. Sorry for my knowing. 6 inches between your knees and your feet, not really. Squeeze your butt, push it down. Look up, take an inhale, and slowly kick your legs back to open your chest. Open your shoulders, lift your chest off the floor, then kick your legs up and roll forward. Maintain 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Kinamagas, it looks like a little knees in and feet out from over here. Wrist straight, point your toes, look up to the ceiling. Get it, Bonnie, keep looking up to the ceiling. You can do it, keep kicking. Don't stop kicking, kick. Slowly lower down. Nice job. Chin touch, left ear on the towel, look over your right shoulder. Touch your toes and let your heels flop open. Second set, bend your knees, grab your feet from the outside a couple inches below your toes. Maintain 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Squeeze your butt and push it down. Look up slowly, kick your legs back to lift your chest off the floor. Kick back so much, stretch your shoulders. Point your toes. Sorry, my doorbell's ringing. I think my dog treadmill got delivered. Look up to the ceiling. Keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Oh my God, I'm so excited. 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Kick, kick, kick. Slowly lower down. You heard that right. I got a treadmill from a dog. Right ear on the towel. I'm going to use it too. It's supposed to be very small. So I'm small, so it should work for me as well. Go ahead and give yourself a push-up. Come on up to the top of your towel. Fix firm pose, Supta Vidrasana. At the top of your towel, separate your feet. Sit in between your heels. Separate your knees if you need. Hands on your feet, fingertips forward. And you go back one elbow at a time. Top of your head, back of your head, whole upper body relaxed on the floor. Grab your elbows over your head. Tuck your chin and lift your chest. And you just hold still. Focus your eyes and breathe. Almost every single time I've ever taught this posture, thousands of times, I remember delivering it in training. And they told me I modulated well. What does that even mean? June gave it a thumbs up. It was the only time I did okay in my posture clinic and training. Stay in it through the next set or change. Hands on your feet. Come on up. One elbow at a time. Turn around and lie down on your back. Relax, Savasana. Arms next to you, palms up, heels touch, feet flop open. Sit up, toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, double exhale, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. I almost forgot where we say double exhale because we don't double exhale in the room. Second set, top of your towel. Separate your feet, sit in between your heels. Separate your knees if you need. Hands on your feet, fingertips forward, and you go back. One elbow at a time. Top of your head, back of your head, whole upper body relaxed on the floor. I want you to remember that sip of water, Libby, and know that you are well hydrated and you don't need it anymore. At least not for now. Once you're down there, grab your elbows over your head, tuck your chin, lift your chest. Hold still. Focus your eyes and breathe easy. Change hands on your feet, one elbow at a time. Come on up. Turn around, lie down on your back, and relax, Savasana. Have great habits when you get here. Hold still. Focus on your breath. Inhale through your nose, and exhale through your nose. Hold on, Pat. We ain't there yet, buddy. That was a sideways thumbs up. Toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around, be at the back of your tail now for Ardha Kriyasana, half tortoise. What you doing, June? Kneel down, knees and feet together. That's good. Inhale your arms over your head. You're really striving for perfect, aren't you? Stretch up, stretch your body forward from the lower spine to the floor. Touch your forehead on the floor, pinkies touch the floor, rest of your arms are in the air. If you're always trying to be perfect, how are you ever going to know when you get to perfect? Uh-oh. I think my landlord neighbor's going to get my treadmill. She might knock on the door and the dog might bark. None of that might happen too. Press your knees together. Bring your heels together if you can. Forehead on the floor. Eyes open, mouth closed, calm breath. Hold still here. Clear your mind. Stay in it through the next set or come on up, arms and ears together. Arms down by your side, turn around, lie down, and relax Savasana. Sit up, toes and heels together, flex your feet, arms over your head, cross your thumbs, take a deep breath, quickly sit up, grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor, throw in a double exhale somewhere in there, turn around, camel, stand up on your knees, 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Oh, second set, kneel down, my neighbors are yelling at each other now. Inhale your arms over your head, palms together, cross your thumbs. Sorry, Dinah, I was wrong. Stretch up, stretch your body forward from the lower spine to the floor. I got distracted. Touch your forehead on the floor, pinkies touch the floor, rest of your arms are in the air. Your faces looked mad when I got distracted, but that could have just been my interpretation. Press your knees together. And bring your heels closer together. How dare the teacher mess up? You know what that means, June? I wasn't perfect today. Oh well. I wasn't going for that. That wasn't on my list of things to do today. A nice flat back, arms and ears together. Come on up. Arms down by your side, turn around, lie down. Relax, Savasana. Now it's time. Toes and heels together. Flex your feet. Arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes. Double exhale. Forehead to your knees. Elbows to the floor. Turn around for camel. Stand up on your knees. Put 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Put your hands on your hips. Fingertips towards the floor. Push your hips forward. Inhale. Lift your chest. Exhale. Relax your neck. Drop your head. Go back halfway. Stop there. Grab your heels one at a time, thumbs outside, fingers inside, full palm grip. Tighten your hips and push your hips forward. Lift your chest up, beautiful Kim. Look all the way down for the floor below you. You're grabbing your heels with the whole palm of your hand on the whole heel of your foot. Push your hips forward, lift your chest, open up the whole front side of your body. Eyes look all the way down, chest keep it up. Mouth closed, calm breath, hips forward, hold here, change, support your lower back, come up, sit down, turn around, lie down on your back, relax, Savasana. Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet, arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around. Again, stand up on your knees. Put 6 inches between your knees and your feet. Put your hands on your hips, fingertips towards the floor. Push your hips forward. Inhale, lift your chest. Exhale, relax your neck. Drop your head. Go back halfway. Stop there. Stay there or grab your heels one at a time. Thumbs outside, fingers inside, full palm grip. Tighten your hips and push your hips forward. Yes, Kimmy. Lift your chest up. Slide your hands down, Bonnie. Whole palm of your hand, whole heel of your foot. You too, Pat. Slide your hands down. Push your hips forward. If your hips are back behind your knees, you got no business grabbing your heels. Push your hips more forward. Lift your chest up. Bend your spine evenly. Let your neck relax. Head goes back further. Eyes look down. Chest lifted up. Hold it here and breathe. Change. Support your lower back. Come on up. Sit down. Turn around. Lie down. Relax. Savasana. Hold still. Inhale through your nose slowly. Slow it down, June. And calmly exhale. Relax. Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet, arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around for rabbit sasangasana. Kneel down at the middle of your towel, knees and feet together. Put the towel over your heels and grab your heels over the towel. Hold on to your heels. Tuck your chin to your chest. Round your spine. Curl in tight, compact. Once you're down there, roll forward and lift your hips up until your arms are straight. You can re-grip on your heels if you need. Maintain a good grip. Shoulders, upper back at that tremendous stretch as your hips push forward. Stomach, suck it in. Whole spine stretching top all the way to the bottom. Knees down, tops of feet down. Get rid of the gap underneath your ankles. Can you bring your heels together even? Stomach, suck it in nice and tight, allowing your lower back to stretch a little bit deeper. Push your hips more forward. Hold on to your heels. Roll forward again. Stomach in tight. Hold it there. Change. Curl up. Bring your chin up last. Turn around. Lie down on your back and relax. Savasana. Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet, arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Turn around again. Kneel down at the middle of your towel, knees and feet together. Put the towel over your heels. Grab your heels over the towel. Good dry grip. Hold on to your heels. Tuck your chin and round your spine. Curl in tight, compact. Once you're down there, roll forward and lift your hips up until your arms are straight. Regrip on your heels if you need. Maintain a good grip. Allows your shoulders and upper back to stretch. As soon as you bend your elbows, it's indicating you're using your bicep strength. Hold on to your heels. Keep straight arms so your shoulders can stretch. Stomach, suck it in. Push your hips forward. Beautiful, Libby. Tremendous stretching in your whole spine. Your arms aren't bending, are they, Pat? Stomach in. Hold your heels. Imagine if you were hanging from a tree branch. You wouldn't bend your elbows. Your biceps would get so tired. You'd want to stretch your shoulders. Just let yourself hang. Hold it there. Hips forward. Stomach in. Spine stretch. Change. Curl up. Good job. Bring your chin up last. Turn around. Lie down on your back and relax. Savasana. Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet. Arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes. Double exhale. Forehead to your knees. Elbows to the floor. Face forward for head to knee with stretching. Oh, June, that hair. You are a lioness. Right leg out, left leg in. I love it. Arms over your head. Turn to the right. Tuck your chin, round down, and touch your forehead on your knee. Bend your right leg so your knee and your forehead touch. Interlock your 10 fingers all the way up to the webbing underneath your foot. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Get maximum compression in your abdomen. Feel that choking sensation in your throat. Stomach, suck it in. Flex your foot at the ankle. Without moving your head, bring your elbows in and bend your elbows down. Stomach in tight, compression in your abdomen, choking sensation in your throat. Change. Right leg in and left leg out. Turn to the left. Tuck your chin round down and touch your forehead on your knee. Bend your left leg so your knee and your forehead touch. Stomach, suck it in tight, get maximum compression in your abdomen. Chin tucked for choking sensation in your throat. Keep your forehead on your knee. Suck your stomach in nice and tight without moving your head. Bring your elbows in. Bend your elbows down. Flex your foot at the ankle. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Change. Both legs out in front of you. Lie down on your back and then sit up immediately. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Bend your legs up and walk your hips back right and left until your legs are straight. Contract your thighs, flex your feet, lock your knees. Stick your chest out. Lead with your chest. Stomach, suck it in with knees locked. Stretch your body forward from your lower spine. Slowly bring your body down with a flat back. Grab your big toes with your middle and index fingers if you can maintain all that. Shoulders back, chest out. More shoulders back, Dinah. Squeeze your shoulder blades together and stick your chest out. That's the direction. Then pull and stretch your body more forward. Lock your knees again. Flex your feet even more. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Good, Mary Beth. Keep looking forward. Lock your knees. Stomach in. Stretch. Change. Turn around. Lie down. Relax. Savasana. Looking good. Toes and heels together. Flex your feet. Arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes. Forehead to your knees. Elbows to the floor. Turn around. Again. Right leg out and left leg in. Arms over your head. Turn to the right. Tuck your chin round down. Touch your forehead on your knee. Bend your right leg so your knee and your forehead touch. Stomach. Suck it in nice and tight. Chin tucked. Choking sensation in your throat. Get that grip all the way up to the webbing. With your forehead on your knee, bring your elbows in. Bend your elbows down. Flex your foot at the ankle. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Change. Right leg in and left leg out. Turn to the left. Tuck your chin round down. Touch your forehead on your knee. Bend your left leg so your knee and your forehead touch. Stomach, suck it in tight. Interlock your 10 fingers all the way up to the webbing. Chin tuck at that choking sensation in your throat. Without moving your head, bring your elbows in. Bend your elbows down. Flex your foot. Suck your stomach in. Change. Both legs out in front of you. Lie down on your back. Sit up immediately. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Bend your legs up. Walk your hips back right and left until your legs are straight. Contract your thighs and flex your feet. Lock your knees first, Pat. Chest out, lead with your chest. Stomach, suck it in and stretch your body forward. From your lower spine, use abdominal strength. Bring your body down with a flat back, still abdominal strength. Grab your big toes with your middle and index fingers. Keep shoulders back. Chest out, lead with your chest and not your chin. Lock your knees again tight. Get it, June. Lock your knees. Flex your feet good. Suck your stomach and stretch forward. Pull a little bit. Stretch more forward. Lock your knees again. Eyes focused forward. Dinah looks so happy. Lock your knees, stomach in and stretch. Change, turn around, lie down. I've never seen you grin so much. I like that. You don't have to look happy. It's nice to look at somebody that looks happy though. Are you staring at the camera? Are you staring at me, Kim? Sit up, toes and heels together. Flex your feet, arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes, forehead to your knees, elbows to the floor. Face forward for half spine twist, Ardha Matsandrasana. Bend your left leg on the floor and put your right foot over your left knee so your knee and your heel touch. Put your right hand behind you at the base of your spine. Left arm over your right knee. Push your knee back with the help of your arm. Press down with your right hand. Suck your stomach and stretch up. Turn, look over your right shoulder and twist. If you don't need your right hand for support, wrap it around your back. Keep your right hip down on the floor. Good, Bonnie. Keep looking over your right shoulder. Suck your stomach in nice and tight. Stretch up nice and tall. Look over your right shoulder even further. You can do it. Stick your chest out, June. Stretch up tall. Stomach in. Turn. Twist. Change. Switch your legs. Bend your right leg on the floor and put your left foot over your right knee so your knee and your heel touch. Left hand behind you at the base of your spine. Right arm over your left knee. Push your knee back with your arm. Press down with your left hand. Stomach, suck it in tight. Stretch up tall. Turn, look over your left shoulder and twist. If you don't need your left arm for support, wrap it around your back. Grab your inner thigh. Keep left hip down. Stomach in. Dinah, stick your chest out a little bit and keep reaching your arm for your inner thigh instead. Stomach, suck it in tight. Chest out, straight spine. Stretch up nice and tall. Beautiful, Mary Beth. Look over your left shoulder even further, everybody. Turn, twist, twist, change. Spin around, lie down. Relax, Savasana. Nice work today, everyone. Felt so nice and intimate in all of your rooms. Carmine was here. He'd tell us that it looks like we made it. Toes and heels together. Flex your feet. Two thumbs up from Pat. Arms over your head. Cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath. Quickly sit up. Grab your toes. Double exhale. Forehead to your knees. Elbows to the floor. Kapha body breathing. Kneel down at the middle of your towel with your hands on your knees. Or sit cross-legged with your hands to the side. Always straight arms supporting your spine so your belly does all the work. I clap my hands. You snap your belly. Inhale happens automatically. Look forward, follow along, see, maybe you'll be able to hear the clap on my laptop, and begin. Second set's a little faster. Lock out your elbows. Sit up nice and tall. Look forward and begin. Nice work, everyone. Turn around, lie down on your back. Final Savasana. Great work today. Take your time here. Enjoy a few extra minutes to yourself. Lie down, relax. Nice deep inhale through your nose. Exhale, sink in, let everything go. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I see you tomorrow. Namaste.